my problem.
So I usually kind of overpack like you do, Matt, mm-hmm. but I just actually ordered a backpack. It's very similar to the one that we took to Orlando, which happened to be Peyton's backpack. And we did that because she has one of those charging ports on the outside where you put the battery inside. Mm-hmm. And it just, it was so handy. And I'm like, this is a really nice backpack for, and it was really not expensive. So I ordered one that was very similar. It's a little bit bigger because I do need a little bit more space, mm-hmm. but I'm actually going to start using only that when I travel. Because when I travel, unless we're going for multiple days, then I'll take a regular suitcase. But when I travel, it's usually for one night.
That's a good maybe point.
Two.
That's
so
a good point. Well,
what do I need? My dress clothes and then underoos.
Well, that's just that normally you wear thongs, so they don't take up much room anyway.
Exactly. No, they don't.
Pack 10 pairs.
That's when I decide
for a 2-day trip, like you're going to shit yourself. Right.
Exactly.
And that, you don't bring anything else. You're like, you don't have jeans. You have
no, exactly.
Why, it's why would I?
It's a banana hammock. It fits in a spot of a pen. Yep. Same thing.
The cap. Yeah, that's what I use. That's why I don't have any caps on my pen anymore. That's what I use to pack my bags.
Is that a euphemism?
Wow.
Oh,
sorry, Lisa.
Downhill.
Conversation just goes sideways here.
Always, always.
No,
your mom, John, your mom is going to have a tough time listening to this.
She is not. She'll just go, that man has a dirty mouth. Mom just turned, just in case she is listening, turned 93 years old on the 2nd.
Happy birthday.
So, wow. Happy birthday, Mom. She is doing really well. And it's pretty awesome.
Good for her. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yay, Lois. And she does listen, Matt.
She does sometimes, but I think it's mostly to check up on me. So you'll be fine, Matt.
It's because you don't call her.
Although she may. No, I do too. She may come and wash your mouth.
I was going to say. So I got to.
I speak from personal experience.
What type? Is it Dawn? Is it the red lava soap? I mean, I've had.
No, I think I want to say because it. I mean, I haven't done it for a couple years now, but she brilliant used liquid dish soap and actually did it.
Yeah.
And it was, because I don't want the bar. The bar was, you watch.
Yeah. The Christmas story.
Christmas Ralphie. Movie. Mm-hmm. And he's got the bar. Yeah. That's not as good as the liquid stuff. Liquid she put it on her fingers and And that's the George Carlin line too, by the way. I'll wash your mouth out with soap. And he'd say, this would get you in big trouble. I'll blow bubbles out my ass. Never said that to my mom. Never.
Go ahead.
Was she like, that's a good experiment? Let's see how it works.
Oh, well, the best question she ever had after she did it was, did you get any on your, what am I going to say? No, you should probably get another shot. You got me good, Mom.
My son, the one time we did that to our oldest because she was getting lippy or did something just on the finger. He's like, he thought he was missing out. And he was like 6 or 7. This wasn't real long. It had the negative effect because I think he swore more after that. I heard words that I didn't know he.
Funny.
People. I'm sitting there trying not to laugh. You can't say that. Give me some more.
Oh, man.
That's the hardest.
And then he went right up for it. And then, put the finger. You had the soap on the finger. And that Dawn soap doesn't come out. I had some last week on my mouth guard. I had a flashback. I was going to jiu-jitsu, had it on my mouth guard. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I had to run in the bathroom, rinse it out. Yeah.
Just in case you were thinking about swearing.
I was going to swear. Wow. I was gonna get my butt beat. So, I was going to be swearing a little bit. But I had it on. For me, it was instant flashback to being younger. Shit, this stuff really doesn't taste good.
Awesome.
We never use soap. You know what's worse than soap? Is
hydrochloric acid.
Besides that, too, yeah. No, it's apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
We've used, someone gave that as a suggestion. They call it sassy sauce, and it works great. You just give them a shot of apple cider vinegar.
I've it's quite healthy for you.
Oh, I know. I take it all the time. Right.
But it's really tough to swallow. Literally.
Yeah. You're supposed to cut it with something.
I mean, even like a tablespoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
It's hard. Anyway, I want to get to something though that you were talking about, Matt. You were talking about jiu-jitsu, right?
Mm-hmm. Mouth guard.
Yeah.
Mouth guard. I'm curious, how has that whole thing been? Because you're pretty active within that community in your area. How has that been during COVID?
Well, see, when you talk about active, I wasn't active during COVID. You know, my wife asked me, could you please not go? Cause I don't want to get sick. And then I caught COVID from her. You know, makes a lot of sense.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So, you know, being back there, you know, as far as during this, I think in the beginning people were really, and they still are, careful, but I don't think you show up to a highly physical form of exercise when you're feeling sick. One, like even last week on that Monday, I'm like, sweet, I'm off for these couple weeks. Cause with traveling, you don't have the time to do it out during the week, even unless it's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning. As my buddy there says, only two people go at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's like, farmers and fucking old people. And even though I still qualify as an old guy, I'm not going to go to the 6 a.m. class then. I'm like, okay. You know, so, you know, I had a little bit of a runny nose. I'm like, well, this just wouldn't be cool to be wrestling with somebody with snot coming out of your nose. So I think a lot of that is those people, when you go there, you know, there's a risk, right? You're going to be face to face with somebody. And then there's been the jokes, you know, we check for COVID. Do you have COVID? No. You know, I mean, that's the safety precaution, right? I mean, right. And that community is, It has always been funny to me, is, you know, I've done other martial arts or other grappling arts a little bit. And, you know, the other ones, they get blood on the ground. It doesn't matter. And jiu-jitsu, they will stop. And they'll, like, you know, they could rip somebody's arm off, but they will clean those mats top to bottom. There'd be like a spot of blood. And in wrestling, like, somebody's over there taped up with gauze and they've got staff. But as long as they've got tape on it, they're fine. And they're good to go. And there's a pile of sweat on the ground. And it's just like, oh, if you're not bleeding, you're probably not working hard enough. So... yeah, it's COVID restrictions now, zero, but people have been more apprehensive the last 2-3 weeks, where you're seeing some people not show up that have certain types of jobs, or just before the holidays, not wanting to get sick. And I've done that too. I do that before we travel. Like, okay, we're going to a meeting. Well, I'm not going to do this 14 days before then because I don't want to get sick or I don't want to break something. So I guess I think like that. So that's my precaution. You should take care of yourself. Yeah.
Sorry, Matt, it's only 5 days now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Got 5 days.
They changed it.
Because they want you back at work.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I had 14, to throw that in there.
14 might have been overkill. Oh.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, oh, 10? No. Hey, we don't have anybody to work. Now it's now it's 5. Before you know it's going to be, hey, you got COVID? Yeah. Come on to work. Sit over there.
15 minutes. Actually, I read a story about
already
that happened today.
Yeah, me too.
It is already happening.
It was on CNN. Yeah.
What's that? I didn't get to see that.
Oh, CNN.
Yep. CNN?
Me either. Yeah, I don't see CNN.
CNN. So, I get them all. I get CNN, NPR, Fox News. They all come into my your feed. Let me look at my phone.
So what was this story about?
Now, you've got...
Well, for healthcare professionals... Yep. Because in so many states, when vaccination was mandated, they fired a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And in some states, thousands, in most hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're overrun, not because they don't have the beds, but because they don't have the personnel to care for people in the hospitals.
Yeah.
So, and now it's not as much in the hospitals, but like nursing homes.
Just your occupational, your regular doctor's offices.
Yep. They're letting people with COVID, as long as they have, you know,
a mask,
limited
or they
symptoms
have it,
and a mask. And
5 days after the symptoms start and they're masked, they can still come to work.
Yep.
Well, what I don't get is, I know people in public safety and also in healthcare jobs like that, where, okay, so they test positive for COVID, but you're not allowed to come to work, but we want you to use your PTO time. Like, wait a minute, you're the one telling me I can't come. Right. I mean, if it's, I can see if it's the other way around where I'm going, oh, well, I got a cold. I don't want to come in. Okay, fine. Use your PTO or your sick day, but you're telling me I can't come in. Shouldn't you be paying me? Like if you're making that decision.
Well, it seems to me if they're making the decision, they should use their PTO days.
Yeah. let me use your PTO time on this.
Yeah.
I like that. Some people might like that. A little bit too much.
That's a great idea. See, you could be an administrator.
I'm sure I would not last long. I would last as an administrator about as long as I'd last as a middle school or high school teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you have to be a doctor. And aren't you, 10 years shy of your degree?
Well, more like 8, but I'm not sure what kind of a doctor. I wanted to be a gynecologist. So.
Yeah.
I'll pass on that.
Could you imagine that? Dr. Quaddy?
Dr. Quaddy.
It sounds really...
It sounds more like Dr. Squatty.
But. It does. No, that, not if you say it right. It sounds actually like something that Doc Brown, like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'd be crazy, Doc Quaddy. I could pull that off.
You could. Yeah. The crazy part. Yeah.
Hey.
Not sorry for getting a little political there, but that's just something that we, the three of us, have been talking about. I mean, no, John and I kind of talked about it before and after Disney a little bit because. Mm-hmm. Jeez, that's the one thing I'm glad I did because it was beautiful, but I will never, not that I had planned to go to Disney anytime soon again, but I am never going to go back to Disney during Christmas time. Oh. That was horrific.
I will if we have more kids.
Me too, John. Me too.
You will if I have more kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Because you'll have to drive me.
Yeah.
I tell you, the only other time worse to go than when you went is during spring break.
I think that's what I've heard. Yeah,
it's just the only thing.
It was crazy.
It's insane that you get down there around Easter time. No, thank you. Yeah.
We did learn a really good trick. Here's a tip for anyone that's planning Disney pretty much any time, but especially during the really busy times. Plan your other parks to actually go and experience Disney at all the other times during the day, during the week. Doesn't matter. Mm. But don't spend your time standing in line because that's where you're going to spend most of your time. Go to the shops, go experience the shows, do things that you don't have to stand in line to do, and then plan all of your rides around a specific time, especially in Magic Kingdom between 7 and 9, because that's when the fireworks are happening and there are no lines. We hit in one night in Magic Kingdom, we hit 5 rides with the longest wait being 5 minutes.
Wow.
Ooh, nice. That's a nice travel hack right there, buddy.
Yep.
That's really smart. I mean, people should start, you know, sending some more money to your Patreon account for that.
They should. No, buy us a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Buy us a whole bunch of Now we have 3 people on the show. You need to buy 3 people a cup of coffee.
But it's a cup of coffee. I'm with Matt on this. Patreon account. Seriously, folks.
We haven't even checked our Patreon account.
No, I know. Yeah, we might have a bunch of people giving.
This is the first show of season 4, guys.
I think Matt's right. Honestly, listeners, viewers, you will not miss that $5,000 a month. Seriously.
Not at all.
Just throw it in there and seriously.
Remember, the government has paused your student loans. So you've got until May to start paying up that $5,000.
I'm such an idiot for having paid mine. What the heck?
Right? I know. You really are an idiot.
So, Nick, you're going to try to put everything in the one backpack for the travel year. We have 2 coworkers that do that all the time. I'm not in on it.
Why I was inspired by that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
No matter how many nights, Matt?
I think so. I think there are 2 or 3 they can do it. I mean, that's kind of impressive. I don't need to be.
Well, that's if you have tiny clothes.
Yeah, the only thing that gets in the way, the only thing I've ever had get in the way and it give me a lot of trouble are shoes. So if I'm wearing one pair of shoes the whole time, like if I'm just taking dress shoes, I'm fine. I could fit everything into one backpack. But if I have to carry shoes with me, then I'm in trouble because then that I have big feet.
People look at you strangely in the gym, though, with wingtips on.
They really do. They really do. Yeah. No, buddy, so I used to have some great shoes that actually folded down. Do you remember those? Matt, you've seen those. Remember my shoes that I could put into a ball?
Yeah.
Those were fantastic. They wore out.
Those are called slippers. Those are slippers.
Yes, pretty much. You know, they actually started, they were the toe shoes, the ones that had toes on them. Never mind.
Okay.
Those are funny.
Yeah, you wear those with suits. That's a good look.
Yep.
It was the same brand though. The ones I had didn't have the toes, but it was the same brand that made them. But you can roll them into a really tight. You could put them where the water bottle is on the backpack.
Oh,
that's how you could roll them. Okay. Up. But anyway, so that's John really the only thing that I run into.
We're not going to buy those shoes.
Right. It's true. That's true. You guys are not that hoosie. No. Bougie. No. But I do. So okay. I've got this folding bag where I can fold my dress clothes. And it folds it down to about 22 inches wide, and it's about 18 inches tall or the other way around. Anyway, but it slides right into the backpack. Put my laptop in there, and then everything else is small because it all packs into that packing cube. Throw the packing cube in there, and I've still got room. I can put my headphones in there, or I can put, because we have equipment that we take, Matt and I take to some of our presentations where we actually have a projector and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. That fits in there.
That's so. A wonderful projector too, by the way.
It is a wonderful projector.
I really want to thank him for that. Just...
How big is it? What size is it?
Oh, it's tiny. Yeah, hold on. I got it right. Oh, Matt's got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
great. It actually, it's pretty good for what it is.
Yes. Right.
It doesn't, you can't project pretty big. I've used it in our room sometimes when Peyton has a sleepover. So Jen and I will actually use it on my computer in our room and project it on a sheet on the wall. And so we have, you know, at least a 21-inch television that we can barely see. Yep. But,
well, it's 7 lumens. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Right. No, it actually is pretty good for what it is. And for
when it's needed
in a pinch, when it's needed, it works really, really
well. You just better know the content pretty well.
Yes. Like exactly. Yeah. Cause you can't read it
or you have to be able to, do the good old, just make up the stats as you go along. Like just
decipher. Right. Yeah.
Hope you're close. Yeah. It's going to be like playing lawn darts or horseshoes. Like, is it close? Yeah. The guy's like,
no one's going to remember anyway.
You told me that
it was 30 something.
Yeah. You told me this was 3 minutes at minute 30. Close enough.
Yeah.
It's fine. But you're right. In a pinch, it does work. And if you have to, and there's nothing to plug into or, it is really nice because it's not this giant piece of equipment. I was offered another one. Oh, you could take this. I don't want to take another giant, I don't need to take a projector that's like this. We used to have a coworker that used to walk around with the second monitor and plug it in.
Yeah.
This was years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They would bring it with them into the
cars. Which with if you're driving, that's fine. Yep. And I've done that before. I've taken a computer screen with me when I'm driving, but we obviously can't do that because we fly a lot. No. It's really hard to check that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or not check that. It's really hard to bring that on the airplane with you. No, but this whole thing, let me see if I've got it up here. I don't think I do anywhere around here, but all of my stuff fits into Bose headphone container. So all I do is take the headphones out, put all this stuff in, and it fits perfectly. And that's our little clicker and our projector and all the cables
that go with it. So you asked me, about COVID, in different, especially in martial arts, but have you guys seen anything when you're out there doing any extracurricular activities lately? I mean, you guys.
Oh, well, in Nashville, COVID doesn't exist.
Oh, in Florida, it doesn't exist either, right? Okay.
I mean, there are still people that do. I mean, when I go to the gym, it's because... it's not judgmental. It's just that there are some older folks who go to the gym because of where I am. And sometimes they wear masks, not very often, but sometimes. And you just, okay, it's whatever. It's your choice.
Did either of you watch the news during New Year's?
No.
Or watch the presentation of, I watched a little bit of it and they flash to New York and you see pockets of people, not very many people, they really limited it to like 25%.
Yeah.
Which in New York, you think that's still a lot. It's not when you're seeing all that space. Mm-hmm. Then they flipped Miami and it's the same thing. And then they flipped to some other place. It's the same thing. Then they flipped to Nashville and it was people smashed up like this and thousands of people, no one wearing a mask. And it's like, it's Nashville. It's great. But interestingly enough, so we did both Disney and Universal during our trip. At Disney, it was masks optional when you're outside, but every time you're inside, you have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At Universal, they just had do your best to follow the CDC guidelines. And that was pretty much it. Inside, outside, it didn't matter. No one was wearing it. You got half people wearing masks.
Yeah.
I would have worn a mask in Orlando that day because it was so freaking cold.
Oh. Well, that too, yeah. But it was people-y there. It was really – we were at Disney Springs when we met John and Lisa. Yep. And it was – when we first got there, it wasn't too bad. But when we were leaving, it was like
– Oh, what? Oh, you mean people-wise?
It was bad.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. But it was – and it was just chilly because we were under – not in the sun. The beautiful part about Florida is – and this is for you, Matt – the sun is just so much more intense and it just warms you.
They should call it the Sunshine State. Yeah. What do you think?
No, that'd be a good tagline.
Yeah.
They should hire me. I'm a good marketer.
No, I don't think so. And you know what? And I do have one for the state of Missouri. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but
don't show me anything.
Missouri loves company. I think that would be a good one.
That is pretty good. I like that. Yeah, instead they went with the show me state. I've never figured that.
When I met you there the one time, Nick, I'm driving down the freeway. All of a sudden, I'm like, well, that's a cool bike that guy's riding. He's got the ape hangers. Then I realized he had his feet up over the ape hangers.
No helmet, shorts, they were here.
And he had his feet up over it riding. I'm like, oh man, only down here. You know?
Yeah, you got to like that, the whole riding with ape hangers like that. But even aside from that, shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, yeah, that's insane.
I don't see a lot of that happily in Wisconsin.
No, because usually they're dead.
Yeah. They don't last that long.
Nature. I wore shorts one time when I had a can't even think of the model name, the V-Rod, Honda, or Harley rather, Honda, V-Rod. And I had my shorts on. I'm just moving it in the garage after I had ridden it. It burned my dang leg.
Oh, no.
I still have that scar, and it's been 5 years, 6 years. Wow. It's just, yeah. But that's why you wear
pants. Yeah, you wear jeans with that. Nick, you brought up, you know, the people all jammed together. Wasn't it Jordan Peterson or somebody tweeted out a picture of Nashville shortly after we were there with a certain group of people? And he was showing people in Kid Rock's
our coworkers.
Yeah, coworkers. And it was like, whoa, wait a minute, zoom in. You could, you know, we say, God bless the USA.
Funny.
In Nashville. And it's like, hey, you know. Hey, Mom, look, Mom, it's me.
That's us.
Yeah, yeah. Not me. I was asleep in my hotel room.
Yes.
Yes, I did stay at the hotel.
Wow. Weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what was interesting about that trip, too, is we were a block away from where the explosion happened. Oh. Matt, you know what they did the following week? Hmm. They opened it up.
Oh, really?
So people, you can drive through it now.
Okay.
Wow. One way, but you can drive one lane, one way. But yeah, you can drive through it. Which is interesting because it was still pretty messy when we were there.
Beat up. It's not like it's barely cleaned up. It's not like they've rebuilt it or anything. Mm. I mean, they put windows back in.
No, but there's some big plans. I sent you something on Instagram today. One of you, I think it was you, Matt, about Nashville and the building on the other side of the river. Mm-mm. So all the river. I did. One of you I did send that to. I meant to send it to both of you.
This is how quickly anyway, we read your stuff.
Yes.
I know. I see that. Anyway.
I saw that.
Yeah. That's what I was expecting. I mean, placate the ego, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I have a massive ego.
Yeah. Refresh my memory again. What was it?
It was talking about taking all the property on the other side of the river that's undeveloped right now. It's mostly just like warehouses and stuff. And they're going to make it a living space and urban, just basically urban sprawl, but it's supposed to, in the next 5 or 6 years, double the size of the city.
Wow.
So they're adding bridges. They're adding housing. They're adding, this is Oracle and some other millionaires that are coming in and redeveloping all of that area. So I thought it was really, really interesting. And, you know, just so many people still moving to this.
Yeah. I think we're getting a Chick-fil-A. I mean, that's big news around here.
That is big news. We're getting Dutch Brothers. I was so excited about that. Yeah. Except I'm on the west side of the city. There's one going in the north side, the east side, and the south side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing near you.
No. No,
you missed them anyway.
Dutch Brothers.
Yeah. Dutch Brothers. I like Dutch Brothers. Do you know Dutch Brothers, Sean?
No idea.
It's a coffee place.
Oh, okay.
That was the other thing we noticed in Nashville. Not enough coffee shops, huh?
Not enough. Only every corner.
Yeah. The last time we were there, nothing. I said, I think everybody got together and said, you know, it'd be a great idea. We should put in a coffee shop here. Oh, look.
Yeah.
I had one come out of a room.
I'm like 13 year old. You were talking too loud. You talked about coffee. I mean, that's when I would normally leave my room too.
Yeah.
True story.
When I say on every corner, John, there was literally one coffee shop on the corner, and then there was a hotel lobby entrance, not even the full lobby, just the entrance, and then another coffee shop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then across the street on the corner, there was another coffee shop. A block up, there was a Starbucks, and then Caddy Corner was another coffee shop. And it was crazy. I hadn't. Yeah, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Great, because I love coffee.
In the morning, you want to meet at the coffee shop? I'm like, which one are we going to, bro?
Yeah.
But we just went to the same one eventually, like 3 days in a row.
It was the healthy one. I still get emails from them. When are you coming back?
Oh, I am. Yeah, not stop. You're speaking of marketing. Did you get that? I don't know if we stayed out late enough. If you went down to Broadway anytime, like, you know, Nick and I, we're like old people. We go for walks. So we'd walk a lot of it. But one of the nights, when it was a little bit later, I got hit up the next day for this liquid IV, but like a recovery place, like a hangover recovery. Oh, and I'm like, why the heck did I get this? Then I realized I was down by Broadway after like 10:15.
Oh,
and it's like, just assumes that I'm drunk. I'm like, this is great marketing right here. Now
it is really great marketing.
None of our coworkers seem to have opened that up, because it could have benefited probably a couple of them.
But most definitely. And the vast majority, I'm sure. Who are probably all listening to this going, you better not mention
me. Oh, we would never think of mentioning your name.
Yeah.
Gee, look at the time.
Exactly. No, Matt and I are big walkers, and that's something that is another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, because when we travel, that's something that is more or less difficult to do, especially during COVID, because a lot of hotels, they would close their gyms, or you would have to reserve times. And granted, it wasn't that bad, because not that I ever went to the gym. I still don't go to the gym.
Well, not with your wingtips.
Right, exactly. But, you know, trying to make a schedule so you can set a time to go in there and only work out for an hour, it's kind of a pain in the ass. But not many people at the hotel anyways. That is not really the case anymore in a lot of the hotels. But something Matt and I always did, at least when we were together, was we would walk a ton. We'd walk wherever we were, even if it was just going around the hotel 25 times. Have you guys, I really did that mostly with Matt, because I guess I'm just too lazy when I'm by myself. But what other kind of things do you guys do outside of the gym when you're traveling to try to stay in, I'm going to do quotes, air quotes here, shape?
Hey, round is a shape.
Round is a shape. True.
I bring exercise bands with me that I throw over the door. I think I told you about my mishap on the last day, Nick. So I had a hotel, and it's got this giant, I thought I had it by me. It's got this giant like thing that hooks over, and it feels like it's a sandbag. Well, it already happened to me once in my bedroom. So now I locked the door, because it took my glasses off and my wife opened the door. But I went to go get something out of the closet at the hotel, and I thought I had closed the door all the way. I turned around to just like stretch my shoulders out, and I hear this noise. And anybody, luckily I was in the corner, like down the hall, all you heard was me. Your mom would have to cover her ears right now, because it started with mother and it ended with her. And it was like, it hit me square in the middle of the back. I thought, oh shit, I'm going to have a target. Luckily I heard it and I moved just far enough north. So I bring bands with me. I guess, you know, when you work out, if you're not going to, we have another coworker that says, you know, in 14 years or 13 years, they've never successfully used a gym in any hotel that they've stayed in, but they've got to have one. But if you're not going to work out at the hotel gym, you're probably not going to work out at any gym, but you could treat it like you're in prison, you know, and just work out in your room. You know, I mean, that's what I did during the pandemic. I just push up squats, and, you know, it was like kind of depressing. I was like that when it was locked down here. You're working out at home in a small area.
I find working out depressing anyways. You used to go to Canada?
The guy who loves gray and no sunshine finds, you know, exercising depressing. Yeah. But I carried a kettlebell with me when you and I first started traveling. I'd put a 25-pound kettlebell in my trunk. But then I realized, like, if I drop this on my foot, it's really going to suck. And then I request high floors at the hotel. So this really sucks going up. That's what I do, you know, if I'm going to stay in shape while I'm traveling, is I'll just work out in the room. Doing it. I don't have to count on what they have in the gym. And there are they got some nice equipment in a lot of these hotels now.
You know, it depends.
They really
where you
do.
Stay,
they're,
but yeah, you're
they're
right.
Making it's, the remotes a lot heavier.
I mean, wow. Yes, they are, for sure. Oh, my thumbs are so powerful. I don't know why you say other than the gym, because I go to the gym. That's what I do. I do not. COVID, yeah. I mean, we didn't travel much during COVID. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if we're going to do something, I do not work out nearly as hard at home as I do if I physically get in the car and go to the gym.
Okay.
It's, I don't know why, but it's been since I rejoined the gym, four times a week, every week since I, and so it's just a matter of going, and I don't work my butt off or anything.
Right.
I still I still have my butt.
There you go. I can understand that. And partially I hate the gym. I always hated the gym. I always hate working. I hate working out in the room too. It just, like I said, it's depressing. But the one thing I could do is I could go play hockey for 12 hours. And I mean, you're talking about sprinting and skating and, you know, not really resting all that much and do it 12 hours straight without even eating.
Well, but you're not alone. And it doesn't bother. You're not alone. No. You're with friends. No. You're with, and, you know, people playing too. And that's a little different dynamic.
It is. And, but that's the only way I ever maintained a good regimen of working out. And that goes with Matt. When Matt was with me, when we were working together, we would constantly go on walks. I mean, it was the first night we were in Nashville that week. We did, what was it? 17,000 steps.
Yeah. It's tired and legs.
Which is, I think was what, 10 miles, something like that. I mean, easily. And it was, but I love that. That's what I like doing because it was good conversation. It was interesting. It was fun. We weren't seeing the same thing over and over again. And I didn't have to pick up any fucking kettlebells. Yeah.
I used to do that in San Francisco and it's a little, oh my gosh, challenging for sure. I did 12 miles once in San Francisco and up and down the hills. And I mean, it was great. You had to figure out how to deal with the rather militant homeless people.
Yeah. Give me money. Just give me more money.
The area I was in, you just have to walk by and look pissed and be huge. I was mostly fat, not huge, but fat. And they were scared of that. So anyway, but it's the, I agree with you, Nick. I do love that. It's gotta be the right scenery though, the right situation. Cause just walking down the street, you know,
well, I think it has more to do with just being around people. Like you had said, it's playing hockey. It's doing something with other people that, because Matt and I would walk, if there wasn't a place to walk, we went someplace. I won't say the name of the city, but it was in Kentucky and we walked and we almost got mugged. So we went and started walking around the hotel.
Same guy twice. Same guy twice.
Yeah. And so we just walked around the hotel for a couple hours. Yeah.
Same two dudes twice. The second time they asked up to the car, we're like, dude, like, what? I almost wanted to say, you already tried to mug us once. Like, let's back off. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They were really smart. You could tell. Like, yeah, let's get this.
Yeah. Well, most muggers are.
Let's try again while they're closer to a building this time. But that was a fun time, Nick. I just wander around too. Like what you do is when I get somewhere, I think I've told you about some of my other travel hacks are I always book a hotel room near a Whole Foods, right? Mostly because if I don't know the area, there's not many Whole Foods that aren't in a nice area.
That's true.
So I do that, but then I walk around there so I kind of get to know the area. Something else I took up during COVID is I do, and I used to pick on people for this, I do long distance running now. I won't pay to do it. Like, I'm not going to go pay to run a marathon. I mean, if somebody wants to pay for me to run a marathon, I guess they can, but I'm not going to pay. But I do it so I could listen to podcasts. Do it to listen, to catch up on potty mouths, catch up on other stuff like that. It's not about me running. It's just about me getting out and going somewhere different. So I do the same thing when I travel is if I can walk there, I will, which is, you know, this time of year, it kind of sucks, you know, like when I'm up in, you know, visiting Eric up in Minneapolis. See?
And that's definitely where you and I differ because I would rather walk in that than somewhere where it's 90 degrees and I'm sweating my patukas off.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the 90 degrees, but I don't need it to be -25 either. And snow blowing in my face doesn't sound enjoyable, but that's my travel thing is like, we sit so often that you have to get up and move around a little bit and do something. So if I can walk to dinner or walk over and pick up food and get back, that I will. I've made the mistake of going to groceries that way, not really anything. I have to carry the freaking groceries back with me. I'm going to go get a case of water.
Case of water, so it becomes like a gym visit. One on each shoulder.
That's a kettlebell.
So that's just what I do. I think like anything. I mean, any New Year's resolutions for either of you this year?
Nick?
I don't believe in resolutions anymore. And here's why. And it was someone, I don't remember who, but it was someone a lot smarter than me, which that's, you know, pretty much everyone in this world. I believe in picking small goals to attain your overall goal and using that as something that you work towards for the new year. So as both of you know, I want to get my pilot's license. So my goal is not necessarily to get my pilot's license this year, but it's to take the steps that are necessary to get there. So my first one is I want to finish my ground school. And the next one is going to be get my medical certificate or my medical certification. And then after that is find the flight school that I actually want to use. And then, you know, so I'm going to try to do those steps, and I'm not limiting myself saying I have to do all of this. I have to get my pilot's license by the end of the year. No, I just have to attain these goals, because I know if I attain these goals, then that will eventually happen. Hopefully this year, but maybe not. So that's my, and that is my goal this year, is to try to finish that. And I had another one, but I forgot what it was.
Real important one then.
Yeah, it was real important. Yeah.
Nice.
Real high.
I have not done any this year because I started going back to the gym a couple months ago. So that's usually what it is for me. Lose some weight, go to the gym, you know, some crap like
that. That's what it was. Kind of I'm going back to my diet.
You are?
Yeah.
Carnivore diet?
No, just no. But I'm going back on my diet because I gained some weight again. So I'm sorry, John. I meant to cut you off and I did.
No. And you did successfully. I hope the diet works. Hope it's really terrible and you don't enjoy it at all. Mine was done. I don't have any this year, so I'm happy about it.
You're good.
I really haven't.
Yeah, accomplished, done.
So I hit mine.
Check. How about you, Matt?
What you get, unfortunately, though, is all the people at the gym.
What's that?
I was just going to say that's all the people at the gym that have their – My whole resolution is to go to the gym, and they come for a week and a half in January, and you go, come on, just give up already.
Yeah.
As marketing people, though. Yeah, but as marketing people, though, it's the perfect time. We're doing that with Gen Studio right now. Instead of marketing to kids, we're marketing to adults saying, want to get fit in the new year? Yep. Do it with Bell Pack. You know, that type of thing. That's a marketing.
Yeah.
It's a windfall right now because of that. But go on.
Because you know what people's – I was kind of like John. I mean, I didn't go anything crazy this year. I think mine's just consistency, like just finishing stuff that I started, like you said, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm like, hey, can I just show up? Not just show up, like, can I just show up to jiu-jitsu once a week? Can I do this with my kids, you know, every week? Instead of all these, you know, you said people have all these crazy goals and they only come. I guess mine is to pretend every day is the first day of Groundhog Day, first day of January, right? Every day working on something that I could complete. You know, it doesn't, you know, I don't know, be me instead of like all this, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. I'm going to, you know, okay. Yeah. And then what, in 5 weeks, I'm burned out and I'm sick and, you know, just not for me anymore.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe there's a certain turning point that you just go, you know, not give up, but some of this stuff is
it just changes this. I agree with you. I think it changes the emphasis. You know, what do you put the emphasis on? Yep. It's being healthy and it's feeling good. And that's really the difference. It doesn't matter how you get there. It's just
exactly.
Stay the whole year.
Yeah,
exactly. I usually put the emphasis on the last syllable.
I know you do.
There's a delay. If anyone's wondering what's happening, I can see my connection is really, really bad. So there is a delay. That's why they're not laughing at me right when I do it. You already accomplished.
I already accomplished my, one of my goals. That's on the Potty Mouths podcast. I mean, bucket list checkoff.
Wow.
Hey, some that's people's great. Goals awesome. Are really not low. That difficult.
Not that difficult at all. All you have to do is ask. Maybe. Ask and be approved.
That's pretty much it.
You have to be approved by a panel.
Be approved by the committee, right?
Yep.
Wait, what did they say? You should never meet your heroes, and that's been very true once I met Quadio.
Wow.
So on that note, say it.
Yeah, right. No, I was going to say it, but then I decided I'm not quite ready to say it yet because I want to know one other thing. Since we've had some time. And I use the term off loosely because we're not really off, but let's, you know, in the end of the year, things just, we're not, it's never, no one's ever really as busy except for Amazon. Did you guys watch anything new or fun or exciting? Oh, that's great. So on that note, no, nothing. Have you, so nothing. One thing that I watched. Really? I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I actually, so do you guys know that there is a prequel now to Yellowstone? It's called 1883.
Oh.
And you can find it on Paramount. Yeah, Paramount Plus. It's actually really good. It has Faith Hill and what's her husband's name? Tim McGraw. Yeah, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and then if you have kids and you know Disney, Alexa and Kate from the Disney Channel, and the daughter plays the daughter of the Dutton is Kate from that show. So definitely not kid appropriate, but so they're well known people. There are other people that show up that you're like, really? Is that? And then you look it up and go, holy shit, that is. So I'm not going to tell you who, but there are definitely people that you're. That are major, major, major stars that you would not imagine they would ever come back to television. And you're like, and they all have bit pieces. So it's a pretty big deal.
Piqued my interest. I would maybe have to watch Yellowstone too, but I did watch one movie. I watched that movie on Netflix. Okay. Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio. And
how was
it? That was actually really good. I mean,
was it?
They tear on everything and everybody over the last couple of years. It's, I would recommend watching it.
It's
also one of those ones where you go, did I just lose an hour and 45 minutes of my life? I mean, it's not Tiger King like where you just realize you spent 10 hours watching this and you can't admit it to anybody, but it was actually pretty decent. That's
pretty good.
That was it.
There's also, I don't know if you guys watched the 20th anniversary. Yes. The 20th anniversary of Harry Potter.
Wow.
I haven't watched the first Harry Potter.
You haven't watched Harry Potter?
I watched Harry Potter.
Have you read the books?
No, I've never read
the books. He's in martial arts, not Quidditch.
I don't know. I just
never, I'm going to Quidditch this podcast if you're not careful.
It is something I've actually meant to read the books and watch them. It is something I would do. I just never got a lot. I don't know. Maybe it's the length of all the movies now. I'm like, you know, okay. You know, it'd be like starting over on some of the other longer stuff like Lord of the Rings. It's just a lot to take in and I don't have the time. It's not that I have anything against it. I'm not questioning your manhood for watching it, being into it.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't care.
I am.
I love it. It's fantastic. I got a wand when I went to Universal. I have my own wand. I have Dumbledore's wand. Not the Elder one for those of you who are fans. It is Dumbledore's wand from Fantastic Beasts. Anyway,
John's still giving you the look of shame, and it's not.
I know. I never I thought care. I'd hear you say I really those don't words. Care. I have Dumbledore's wand.
When you say it like that, it has a different meaning.
Yes, it
that
does.
That said, I don't. I will give you another little hack. You are a Prime member, right? Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
So it means you have Kindle Prime. You can actually check out all of the Harry Potters one book at a time from being a Kindle member, and you can do it for free. So you can read all of the books like a library. You can read all of the Harry Potter books for free. So you don't have to buy them.
Got something to do on the plane. So,
there you go. It's a little hack. I have also been told I didn't do it, but I've also been told that Audible is good. Not free, but you can listen to all the books on Audible, and it's actually a really good experience.
Cool.
On that note, I got a lot more to talk about when it comes to Disney and Universal, because I will have to honestly say, and I really hope that our good friend Amy isn't listening to this, but Jen and I both prefer Universal over Disney. Just going to throw that out there.
Buddy.
I know it's a scandal. Wow,
that's working with that is the throwdown.
I know. Nice. Bye. And on
what
that
did you do to get fired? Don't ask.
I'm looking at the time right now, and I'm thinking this is going to be two episodes. So
it's going to be at least two. It may be seven.
Might be. But Matt, thank you so much for joining us for both episodes. And
awesome,
it was good
to
see
you,
Matt.
Let's face
not
it,
that I don't talk to you every day anyways.
By the time this is edited, this is 15 minutes worth of actual content that anybody can really listen to.
That's true. No, you have not.
He
so
just
he's obviously
X's out whenever John.
Yeah, pretty
whenever
much,
John
yeah.
starts talking, he just does it.
I was going to say he obviously hasn't listened for a while because he doesn't know that I've stopped editing them. I just go beginning to end, slap the things on the end, boom, it's done.
Fucking hold my beer and watch this. It.
Exactly.
And fuck you, Eric.
That's what Missouri's tagline should be. Instead of show me, it should be hold my beer and watch this.
That's how we drive in Cleveland in the winter time.
Yeah. I did use that, by the way. Matt once told me, you know how you find a drunk driver in Cleveland? He's the one driving straight.
Wow. Very true. Guys, it's been fun. I appreciate you having me on here.
Matt, you're awesome.
Anytime, my friend.
Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
You guys, it's been wonderful. It's been great. John, what's going to be your tagline this year? When I say,
Ca-ca!
Oh. All right. Okay. Bye, everybody.